Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, and more appropriately, welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. For those of you who have been with us since 11:05 this morning, or in some cases, that would be 10:05. All right. Yes, today is the day for those of us where we spring forward, and our folks, friends in Arizona, they just don't do anything. They just cruise right along.
They just wake up and it's just another day.
Yeah, another day for them as we're making all this hoopla. All right. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello. So now for the next like 3 days, you're going to hear people who are late
all
year round. But for like the next 3 days, they're just going to blame it on the time.
Of course, that's a good excuse. I know we have to be responsible adults, but I think we ought to start a campaign to stop this. We don't need it anymore. All right, today in this hour of the show, we're certainly going to talk about travel. We're going to talk a little bit about it. I just got back from Tucson, Arizona, which is one of the oldest towns in the United States and the second largest city in Arizona. And I had a great time there. The weather was perfect, and it just I saw a completely different side of Tucson. I always loved the area. It sort of reminds you of the Coachella Valley, except it's a lot larger. But the mountains surrounding the area are just gorgeous with the cactus. What they have there, too, is the saguaro cactus. We don't have those.
I don't know which one that is.
Those are the big, tall ones that grow straight up. And then
they have the arms?
The arms that come out.
So they're exactly what you think of when you think of a cactus.
Yes, they are definitely a cactus. And I know something about the saguaro, and I shouldn't give this away because we're going to talk about it. It's going to be an episode for Traveling with Françoise.
Right.
But I'm going to, because I was so excited to even learn this. And I kind of stumbled across this when I was sightseeing at a fort, the fort that they have right downtown in the middle of all these modern buildings. Did you know that the first arm of a saguaro cactus doesn't come out until about, it's 75 years old.
Wow.
And a saguaro cactus can live to be around 200 years old.
Yeah, because I feel like I always see them with two arms.
And well, now, and then when I see the ones with five or six or seven arms.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's our trivia. Now you can tell all your friends about that. All right, today's show is brought to you by Diane Williams and Associates, the on-site sales teams at Indian Ridge Country Club, and they have listings all over the Coachella Valley. So whether you want to live in Indian Ridge Country Club or look for a home nearby, call Diane Williams and Associates, and she will help you out. So again, today's show, we are talking all travel. At this point, I do have some prizes to give away. I have passes for four to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum in Desert Hot Spring. If you haven't been, you should go, because that really is a fascinating place. I also have $20 worth of McDonald's free menu items that we have those up for grabs as well. And that phone number is 760-440-8255. And I'll tell you when to call just a little bit later on. Yesterday on KESQ, I wasn't there, but I'll be there next Saturday. And we'll be showing you a little bit of my Tucson adventure, which had a lot of fun. Busy, busy, busy. I tell you, it was nonstop busy. Brent Durad from Visit Tucson will be calling us, and I'll let him fill us in more a little bit on what's going on in Tucson. Lots of things going on. I went to the Mission, which is San Javier del Bac. White Dove of the Desert is what that means. Beautiful Mission, which was founded back in 1692, and then it was partially destroyed, so they redid it in the 1700s. Went there. I said the visitors there. We think we have a lot of visitors here. Tucson has a lot of visitors going on right there as well.
Really?
And I think I do kind of get the feeling when people go to Tucson, they expect to see cowboys walking around with their horses down the middle of the street.
Right, just tied them up
at the
front door to the store.
Exactly. Now, if you want that, you have to go to the old Tucson movie studio, which I went there as well.
So you're able to find that if that's what you're looking for?
Yeah.
All right.
It's out there. And, of course, the desert's out there as well. But there's all these modern things going on downtown. The arts and culture scene. Of course, they have the modern buildings, the theater scene. They have the restaurant. They're known for their culinary magic. They're a city of gastronomy from UNESCO, which is huge. They have an area of 23 miles of Mexican food.
I remember that from
last week. You remember me saying that? Yeah, 23 miles of it. So a bunch of it. So anyway, Tucson has so much to offer, a great place to go visit, and very, very affordable. So we'll talk to Brent Durad a little bit more about that. But we're going to talk about some different travel news first before we get there. Say, so I'm filming the episode of Traveling with Francoise. We're putting it together now. Hopefully we will get it out. I don't want to put pressure on cameraman Steve over there who puts all this together once we film everything, but I would love to have it out, not this week, for next week. I really would. Did you hear that, Steve?
I was going to say, you think he's in there saying, you want what?
Exactly, yeah. We have so much footage. We filmed for, got there Monday afternoon, filmed Monday night, filmed all day Tuesday, filmed all day Wednesday, and whew, my brain was fried by the end of that because trying to think of what I want to say for each segment and, yeah, and talking with interviews, you never know exactly how an interview is going to go. Do we need to retake or whatever? But anyway, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, and I can't wait to get this episode out there. I think it's going to open a lot of eyes that Tucson really is an affordable, fun place to go for, and interesting, affordable, fun, and very interesting to go for the entire family. Okay, here's something before we go to break to talk about what's happening in the world of travel. Air Canada is adding Calgary flight to Palm Springs service. Yeah, Air Canada is adding a daily flight between Calgary and Palm Springs starting in October with tickets available for purchase right now.
I would have always thought they already had it.
Well, I think, let's see, it's the airline is Canada's largest domestic and international carrier, serving more than 200 airports in six continents. It does. Air Canada currently offers seasonal flights between Palm Springs and Vancouver and Toronto, but not Calgary.
Oh, so they're adding to
They're adding. So we have seen the Air Canada jets flying in and out of here, but now they're going to Calgary. The airline will also be increasing the frequency of its flights from Vancouver to Phoenix and Palm Springs. So I guess the economy now is changing where more snowbirds are coming back.
Right. That's good for us.
Yeah, good for us. And so they're adding more flights to make sure that the snowbirds. Also, too, that maybe the snowbird population, because I've heard this from a few, don't want to drive anymore.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that because it just, I think that we're all so kind of hustle and bustle.
Mm-hmm.
That it just takes too much time out of your vacation.
Well, and too, when the weather's is bad.
Right, and you got to go through those siskiyous. It's no fun.
Exactly. It's draining, and the chance of accidents are, you know, the percentage is a lot higher. And I think there are some now who are saying, yeah, if we can fly down, yep, and we're going to do that instead.
I've made that I-5 drive many, 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 many times.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right.
I try to do it quick now. Trying to just go right through it.
And with the weather, like I say, the snowstorms and all the crazy things going on out there, it's a lot more dangerous. So this is also good news to the Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau, which has made expanded air service into PSP, which served more than 2.1 million passengers in 2017. So good for them. And also, if you look around, we are adding more hotels to Coachella Valley. So definitely, I know there is a big push on the Asian market coming to the desert and getting some of our snowbirds back. So obviously, a lot of things are happening here in the Coachella Valley. Again, are we going to be able to keep up with it?
I wish we would go up. I know that they don't like buildings tall here.
Oh.
And I don't think they should go super tall, and I don't think they should go crazy with it, but it would update the look. I don't feel like, I mean, the mountains are awesome. I really enjoy the mountains, but I don't feel like a building that's not too tall would ruin that.
Well, Palm Springs, they have the tall building there, the hotels and stuff.
Right.
The only thing about that I find just a little odd is that it's right up on the street on Palm Canyon.
Right.
You have these big buildings, which cast this huge shadow.
Right.
In the middle of the day, basically.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, so does that mountain.
Yeah, well, not till a little bit later.
A little bit later.
I wish they would have pushed it back just a little bit farther so it didn't feel like it closed in Palm Cam. But it's done.
You don't want it to feel like a strip.
Yeah, but we are getting some taller buildings, so we'll see. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some industry news to talk about. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. A Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. This segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. For more info, give them a call at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage at 760-321-1111. And like I said, be proactive and not reactive. All right, what is happening in the industry news? Well, the U.S. government on Wednesday issued a security alert for the Mexico resort town of Playa del Carmen and closed its consular agency there. The alert, which I'm sure they say may have been triggered, but I'm pretty sure it was triggered, by a February 21st explosion on a tourist ferry that injured 19 Mexican citizens and at least five U.S. citizens, according to the Associated Press. Now, what I find interesting about this says that the explosion happened on February 21st. However, it's been all over the news the last couple days. So someone has something wrong here. They've been showing that the ferries, they actually had bomb devices underneath these ferries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's been all over the news. So I just realized this now, that either another ferry was blown up, or how did they keep something like this under wraps for that long?
I think they just brought it up again, because I remember seeing it. I want to say a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so
maybe, I do remember seeing it.
Because I just noticed it, unless I was traveling or something, on the news over and over, and they made it sound like it just happened.
You're right. I do remember seeing it this week, but I remember it a couple weeks ago as well.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Well, then it did happen, yeah. Okay, on the 21st, and they haven't said who or what's responsible for this. So right now, again, the U.S. consulate is closed down in Playa del Carmen. So they say if you're going there as a traveler, you're sort of at your own risk. So be careful. Stay away from the ferries.
Right.
Yeah. Scary news. All right. A new 3D screening system that the TSA has under trial could eventually put an end to requirements that flyers remove electronics from their carry-ons and not carry liquid containers larger than 3.4 ounces. It's sort of... I saw a picture of it. It's like the imaging, the body scans, the imaging where you lay down and go in the tunnel,
right,
at the hospital. And so your luggage and whatnot would go through that. And you wouldn't have to remove anything. And I say it's so more, but you figured at some point the technology was going to get better and better and better. That,
right, you would hope so.
Yeah. They need to find a technology that can censor or smell or somehow detect these solvents and stuff that are hidden in plastic and different items.
So that we can take more than 3.4 ounces?
Yeah, I mean, these criminals get, they're so smart on how they want to hide things.
Right.
Yeah. So 3D screening is only as good as the person watching it.
Right.
Yeah. But at least it's something. At least we're going in the right direction. And that would be nice not to have to remove all your electronics that you end up burying at the bottom of a suitcase.
Yeah, and then try to, yeah.
Yeah. And then everything never goes
then
back.
You're sitting at the end trying to stuff your pockets all back up so you can hurry up.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing ever fits the way you had it all settled. So we'll see how that works. Here's some more news. At least 16 higher-end New York hotels have quietly begun imposing a mandatory $25 nightly destination fee.
What is that?
Yeah. They say the hotel operators say the fees cover additional services and amenities, but isn't that what the resort fee is for?
Yeah. I think somebody's got to come down and say, look, you guys, there's not that many fees. Somebody's doing something wrong if they're having to pay this many fees.
Something wrong. And they say guests are complaining that they are hidden and unwelcome cost because, you don't know about these fees until you get there.
Right.
Yeah. And, so I've seen it before. Late August, Marriott International started what it called a pilot program, charging the fee at 13 hotels, including the New York Marriott Marquis, Sheraton New York Times Square, Westin New York Grand Central Station, and the JW Marriott. So another $25. When I saw the name destination fee, I thought, could they have been a little bit more creative than that?
Instead of something that just screams, hey, we're making things up.
Yeah. We just want to get a little bit more money. Now here, U.S. hotels and resort guests were projected to have been charged a record $2.7 billion in extra fees last year, up about 4% from 2016, and almost double the 2005 total.
I think what one of these large companies need to do is just bump up their prices a percentage and then just say no fees.
Yeah, this is it.
That would be their promotional selling point. Just no fees. No right. fees. This is how much it is.
This is the cost of your room per night plus taxes.
Yep.
I mean, the regular city tax, TOT yep. tax. That's the way it used
and
to be.
Just say, that's it. I bet you that all kinds of people would just go there just out of yep. convenience.
You get everything. We're done. It's one price. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like some of these car dealers.
Right.
Yeah. What's it, CarMax or somebody? This is the price. This is it. All right. Strong growth in North America has Cunard Line looking to add a new ship and sailings in the coming years to accommodate demand. Cunard has also trained its ship's crew members and staff in advanced customer service. And Bermuda, the island welcomed a record high of 690,000 visitors, a 4% increase over the island's previous best of 664,207. So it looks like all the attention Bermuda and those islands received with the hurricanes was a lot of free advertising for them.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, they say no publicity is bad publicity.
There you go. And they've cleaned them up as quickly as possible. So good for them out there. All right, now that Puerto Rico's San Juan has mostly recovered from Hurricane Maria's destruction and the city's port has reopened, Royal Caribbean International is expanding its San Juan itinerary. Starting in May, the cruise line will begin 7-night voyages aboard Freedom of the Seas from San Juan to several southern Caribbean destinations. So, again, things are looking up. All right, Marriott International plans to open more than 50 Moxy hotels worldwide by the end of 2020. France, Germany, the Netherlands, Portugal, and the UK are among the planned destinations. So lots more hotels, not just right here in the United States, not just right here in the Coachella Valley. In Tucson, hotels going up, Arizona, all over the place. Vegas is doing some revamps down there. I'll tell you about those in just a second. And if you want to dine at every Michelin 3-star restaurant in the world, well, that can be arranged for a cool, take a guess, Sean. What do you think?
$10,000.
How about $235,000?
Wow. That's got to include travel.
Yeah, that'll get you to all of them. How about visiting the world's most famous filming locations from New York to Jordan to Australia over the course of 3 months? Well, that trip cost you about $256,000.
All right, so you need a quarter mil and you need a job that you can take a 3-month vacation from.
Right.
Sounds like they're directing it towards a certain status of people.
They are. They have named these people early adopters. They're people who want to be the very first to do these things. They have a lot of money. They want to travel. They want adventure. It's the name early adopters. I haven't quite figured out where that title came from. But they say there's a market out there, and they're putting these trips together.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. There's homeless people that could eat for $200,000 or something.
Yeah. Well, there's people to do everything. You just
there
have
are.
To offer it to them. Offer it to them and... Can you imagine what some of the people are paying to spend the couple weeks here at the tennis tournament?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, there's people already paying to stay in space.
Yeah, yeah. So that's next. Marriott International's plan to open 2 luxury hotels at Las Vegas' long-stalled Fontainebleau site could finally provide crucial energy for a stretch of the Strip's north end that has been largely dormant for the better part of a decade. And the El Cortez Hotel and Casino has occupied the same block of Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas since 1941, welcoming gamblers and guests for 77 years. Inside the casino hotel, however, things have come a long way since the 50s. In February, the property announced a renovation that will make over 73 tower rooms and is expected to debut in late summer. A lot of things are happening on Fremont Street there in Las Vegas. It's I don't know if they're ever going to get rid of the people, though, the panhandlers that are half naked and some of them are holding obscene signs. I really think they need to get rid of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of families there.
Yeah, there are.
And I don't think kids need to see that. There is a lot of nakedness, well, close to nakedness. People looking, standing there to get your photograph taken with them. And, of course, they get money for a photograph.
Right.
But I think with all the work that's going on Fremont Street, all the cleanup they are doing, I really think they need to take care of that as well, because it really, with the zip line and the music and the screen over your head, they need to keep it a little bit cleaner for all the kids that go down there. The adults, let's say after 10 o'clock, then they can let some of those folks come out. All right. And about 2 years and $170 million after beginning construction, the area debuted its expanded convention center last month. So again, lots and lots of things happening in Las Vegas, including Caesars in new, but that's not in Vegas. There is a Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, but the casino hotel chain acts after what happened in Las Vegas. One of the world's largest casino companies will check its guest hotel rooms every 24 hours. This is slowly happening at a lot of places. Even if they have a do not disturb sign hanging on the doorknob, they are still going to check it. The company, which owns 47 casinos in 5 countries, becomes the latest hospitality firm to adopt the new room check policies. So even if you have a do not disturb on your door after 24 hours, they are going to stand there and knock on that door and come in and check the room.
So could you check in, like call the front desk, say, hey, I've had my sign on my door for a while. I just want to let you know everything's fine. Are they still going to open it up, I wonder?
Well, no, they're still going to open it up. The room checks will be conducted by security guards.
Wow.
Yeah, to make sure. They just want to make sure that all is well. No, we'll see. Okay. Frequency of checks ranges from 12 hours to 2 days.
12 hours?
To 2 days. So expect if they don't hear anything from you and don't see any movement, something might happen. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, I think Brent is on. Is Brent on the phone?
Yes. Well, he's going to call right back. But yes.
He's going to call right back. Brent from Visit Tucson joins us. We're going to talk about a place that's very affordable, fun for the entire family, and you don't want to miss it. Has lots of history. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, and I just returned from Tucson, Arizona. I had the best time, and I saw an entirely new side of Tucson that I hadn't seen before. Family-friendly, so much rich history, but so much modern arts and culture and things going on. I'm really excited to have with us today Brent Terad. He is the president and CEO of Visit Tucson. Hi, Brent.
Francois, how are you today?
I am great, thank you. And I want to thank you guys for just opening up Tucson to my eyes.
Well, thank you. No, we were very pleased to have you. And as you mentioned, I mean, there's just so much to see and do in Tucson. You know, obviously, we love to talk about golf, but when it does come to arts and culture, it's amazing. This weekend alone, we've got the Tucson Festival of Books with 150,000 people scheduled to turn out on the University of Arizona campus to meet hundreds of authors. And yeah, it's just one of many things that we have going on currently.
Now, I think too, like I said earlier in the show, I was just talking a little bit about it. You know, right away, people tend to think of Tucson. It has this rich history, and it has, of course, the we want to see the cowboys and the horses walking down the street. And I think it takes us, once we get there, we realize, that's when we realize there is so much more. Being a city of gastronomy, let's talk by UNESCO, designated by UNESCO, which is gigantic, the first city in the U.S. to get this designation. Let's talk about the culinary scene in Tucson.
In the culinary side, it's really something that has set us apart, especially over the past couple of years. Tucson, as you mentioned, is the was the first UNESCO city of gastronomy in the United States. And really what that recognizes is just the indigenous culture, 4,000 years of agricultural history. From our standpoint, though, too, it fits in very nicely with the hundreds of locally owned and operated restaurants that we have throughout Tucson. Part of that is our best 23 miles of Mexican food that we promote, and many locally owned and operated Mexican restaurants. But it extends far beyond that, too, to many different types of cuisine, anything from even Ethiopian cuisine to Italian to you name it. And for us, it's really been something that's been a remarkable aspect to promote.
Now, Brent, you have a lot of large events that go on in Tucson. You have the festival going on this weekend. Give our listeners, because this also is, we are syndicated in Arizona as well with this show and streaming live. Give our listeners an idea of some of the events that happen throughout the year in Tucson.
Sure. Probably the biggest event that we have is It's the Tucson Gem Mineral and Fossil Showcase. And so that's typically the first 2 weeks in February. We had 47 different gem, mineral, and fossil shows operating throughout the Tucson area at that point. We had visitors from more than 20 nations come in for that in all 50 states. So that's easily our biggest event. But for us, even on the golf scene, just this past week, we had the Coligard Classic, which is the senior PGA Tour stop here in Tucson. Steve Stricker won that in exciting fashion, and very pleased to have that as well. Those who are certainly interested in culture, the All Souls procession happens in November. For us, that's 100,000 people that basically it's kind of our Day of the Dead celebration or remembrance, if you will, and that attracts people from throughout the world also. And then certainly, you know, again, just taking a look at the Tucson Jazz Festival and many other events that that bring in people worldwide.
And also, I found my eyes, like, I've been there before for media classics, which really kind of were based around golf. So I did see there's a huge golf scene there. You have fabulous golf courses, but you also have such a variety of lodging for every type of visitor to Tucson, for the families, for those going to get married, for the business traveler. You have a very diverse and affordable choice of lodging. That's what I want to say, a choice of lodging. And I don't think people have quite understood that. So let's cover a little bit about the traveler, business person, or those coming multi-generation trips to Tucson, about what types of lodging you have there.
It's really interesting. I haven't seen a market that has, I guess, just such a diverse offering, as you had mentioned, ranging anywhere from destination spas that bring in people from throughout the world, places like Miraval and Canyon Ranch, all the way down to, you know, certainly a lot of limited service accommodations, too, that are extremely affordable, and everything in between. Our resort scene is very strong, the outstanding quality of our resorts. And, you know, the nice thing, too, and you'd mentioned just the affordability, and we see that out there as well. When you take a look at the hotel and the resort rates in Tucson compared to many other resort destinations throughout the United States, Tucson's a relative value. There's no question about it. But the service, the quality of the accommodations, and then certainly the surroundings with the, again, the mountains, desert, and a lot of greenery out here as well. It's often surprising to people.
Yeah, you go from downtown to high rises. So there's the fort, the Spanish fort, partial Spanish fort, right in the middle of town, surrounded by high rises. I loved that. I thought this is really, really. I just love the feel of that, because you've merged the two together right there. But then you get a little farther out of town, and of course, the Saguaro Cactus, the national park, is spectacular. And I wanted to bring up the fact that Tucson is very easy to get to via the freeway or your international airport that gets a lot of travelers.
Absolutely. And it from our perspective, it's almost evenly split in terms of the drive traffic and then the people flying in as well. Plus with Phoenix Sky Harbor just 100 miles away from Tucson, that's an easy option if that ends up being a little bit easier than Tucson International Airport. But we have been growing our flights into Tucson recently as well, and we are pretty easy to get to at this point.
I found very easy. I like to drive out there myself. I just love the scenery. And with us, folks, is Brent Durad. He is the president and CEO of Visit Tucson, which is on Traveling with Francois' page there, visittucson.org. You can plan your whole trip through their website right there, because you guys take very good care of your travelers. Now, Brent, 800 miles of biking trails. That's a lot.
And cycling for us, I mean, the gastronomy scene, as we talked about, that's probably been first and foremost over the past couple of years. But it's really kind of transitioning for us into cycling, just the whole outdoor adventure recreation. And you know, one of the things that surprises people just comes back to the mountains that we have here and just the amount of trails. So we have world-class cycling, whether it's you're interested in mountain biking trails, if you're interested in, you know, being able to even climb Mount Lemmon. So we have a mountain just on Tucson's northern border here that goes all the way up above 9,000 feet. We get some snow up there in the wintertime. And when you take a look at just the number of world-class cyclists that use that as a training run, you know, that certainly speaks for itself. But cycling for us, regardless of your level of interest or your proficiency, you certainly can find what you're looking for here in Tucson.
And we see more and more travelers that take their bicycles or specially made bicycles for whatever type of cycling that they want to do. How can they find out? I'm sure it's all on your website, Visit Tucson, that can help the bicyclist figure out where they would even want to start on their 800-mile trek. I say do the whole thing. You know, just make an adventure out of it.
Yeah, we would love that. But again, visittucson.org would give you a great start in terms of just some of the things that are going to be available out there as well. Even next weekend, Pima County has, which is the county that Tucson's located in, they are completing a complete loop around the Tucson metro area. And so they're going to have the loop celebration next weekend. Just that loop alone, more than 100 miles, just going around that entire Tucson metro area. So whether people want to cycle, walk, roller skate, whatever it is, even horseback riding on that that loop trail, it's a great way to be able to get out and see the beauty of Tucson and be able to do so at your own pace.
All right, let's talk about the international travelers that they want to see desert. They want to see cactus. They're searching for that old west feel. What would you suggest?
Well, certainly, I think anybody coming in that wants to experience that, several resorts here offer horseback riding. And that's something that, again, whether you find the resorts through our website or you just Google Tucson and horseback riding, that's one aspect you can experience. Old Tucson is still alive and active. Many movies were shot there in recent years, and a good chance to kind of see an old western town that's still very much alive and operating out there. Certainly attracts a lot of visitors. And then about 100 miles or so from Tucson is Tombstone, and Tombstone still gets visitors from throughout the world who want to be able to come in, and there'll be reenactments of the gunfights and that type of thing as well. So if you're looking for a taste of that Old West, you can certainly experience that.
All right, and you can't miss the Saguaro National Park and Tucson Mountain Park, which known to locals as Gates Pass. I learned that. Beautiful, just stunning up there. It makes your mouth drop when you're looking at the scenery. Just you have such gorgeous views in all directions from Tucson. Now, your mantra there is free yourself. And explain to our visitors why that's the mantra for Tucson.
Well, what we found is that, again, when we go out and do research and figure out, one, where our top feeder markets are, and then, two, kind of what they're looking for. A lot of the people who are coming in from the big metro areas are just sort of looking to escape from reality for a little while. They want to do so in a place that looks very different than their daily realities. Tucson offers that to a very high degree. So we're encouraging people to kind of just, free themselves from that daily drudgery. Come out to Tucson with the sunshine, with the mountains, with the cactus, and to be able to just really get away in a way that maybe they can't do just, sitting at home, for example. So in Tucson, again, just that that slow pace of life, the locally owned and operated restaurants, the history, the culture, it's really a great place to rejuvenate.
Well, it really is. I had such a fun time there. I enjoyed seeing all these new parts of Tucson that I didn't even know existed. And I say it's really a traveler-friendly destination for all types of travelers. And if someone, our listeners, have the grandkids or their families, upstart families, they want to go visit Tucson, what would you suggest for the family scene?
You really can't go wrong, I guess, with being able to anything from the Children's Museum of Tucson to me, I think just being able to get out and walk some of the different paths and the hiking trails, that's always a high degree of fun for people as well. Probably the preeminent attraction for families I always consider to be the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. It's a combination botanical garden and zoo. People can get out and really see some of the indigenous plants, and then certainly the wildlife too that they can experience throughout the Sonoran Desert in the southwestern United States. And so, I think those are a couple of ways to start. For me, though, too, I think just experiencing downtown Tucson is something I would highly recommend. It's really transformed over the past decade. There's a streetcar that takes you throughout that downtown area all the way to the University of Arizona campus and back. And anything from being able to stop by an ice cream parlor, for example, different museums, being able to just see some of the local attractions as well. Those are the kinds of things that you could make a really fun walking tour and enjoy that as well. And we have a visitor center that you can get started with, too, if you're coming into Tucson. If you can just go to our website, visittucson.org, type in visitor center. It will give you the address, and you can go in there. We've got very helpful people who can customize a journey for you.
Well, and I always say start at the visitor center. It'll make your trip a whole lot easier and a lot more fun. Well, Brent, thanks so much for joining us. I had a great stay in Tucson. I can't wait for everybody to see the television show, and I will be back.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to seeing you soon, Francois. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Brent. Okay, folks, remember, it's visittucson.org. Make your whole trip to Tucson just a lot more enjoyable, a lot easier, easy to navigate downtown as well. The whole area. Again, free yourself is the mantra. Don't miss it. Tucson, Arizona, place to go. All right, on that note, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Back to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. So great to have you with us today. Now we have $20 worth of McDonald's free menu items or 4 passes to Cabot's Pueblo Museum and Desert Hot Spring. You can have your choice of which one you want. So you can give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And give Sean a call and say hi. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Angel View March through the Coachella Valley and beyond. Travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff, so donate it to Angel View. In fact, I just put a whole bag of clothes and stuff together to take over to Angel View, and I will get that done this week. All right, Borrego Springs, a golf resort and spa. They have a lot of things going on there. Their 18-hole championship golf course out there in Borrego Springs. I'll be out there during the week. This week to film another episode of Traveling with Francois. I don't know if my brain can register all these shows all of a sudden at once, but stay out there at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. They have the golf course. They have the spa. They're right just close to downtown. Beautiful scenery. So definitely take advantage of. Tell them Francois sent you. It is BorregoSpringsResort.com. And, of course, the Anza Borrego Desert State Park. They have a lot of things going on there as well. Now we have Ave Marie Pilgrimage, now part of the show, offering some fantastic pilgrimages. All right, they have one coming up June 1st through 9th to Slovenia and Croatia, including the birthplace of First Lady Melania. So this trip, again, happens in June for the 1st through the 9th. Los Angeles, San Diego, or San Francisco. I gather those are the places you can be leaving from. For more info, you need to go to the website, AveMariaPilgrimage.com, or call 760-459-3505. They also have another trip coming up in October, and that's to the Holy Land for a spiritual renewal. So if this is what you're looking for, it sounds fabulous to me. Of course, whale watching is going on with Dana Wharf Whale Watching and Sport Fishing. That's a perfect gift for someone. Go to their website, danawharf.com, buy these and surprise somebody as an anniversary. Send your guy sport fishing. Just have some fun with it. And the weather's always beautiful. Sean, we have a winner.
You do. You have Brady from Cathedral City.
Okay. Hi, Grady.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you doing today?
Good. I haven't talked to you for like about 8 months.
I know. It's been quite a while. You've been busy. So now which one have you picked, the McDonald's free menu items or the Cabot's Pueblo Museum?
I think I picked the McDonald's.
Okay. You did. All right. Sean shaking his head yes. Yeah. So
I feel hungry today.
Oh, well, sorry, Grady. I can't get them to you fast enough. Now, have you been to Tucson, Arizona before?
What's that?
Have you been to Tucson, Arizona?
You know what? I drove through that back in 1980 with a motorhome traveling to an aircraft convention in Atlanta, and I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it.
Well, you need to go back.
We stayed there.
Oh, well, good. Okay. All right. Well,
congratulations.
Thanks so much for listening to Traveling with Francois. And, Sean, you have all Grady's info? He has your info, so I'll be sending those out tomorrow. Okay?
Great. Okay. Yeah, great, great. You're so great. I listen to you every week.
Oh.
I just don't call in.
That's okay. You don't have to, but feel free. If you just have something you want to talk about, give us a call, okay?
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, Grady. Okay, take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And don't forget Grady. I'm still talking. He's not in the line anymore. To watch Traveling with Françoise on TV, noon on Thursdays and 5:30 a.m. on Friday. Same show plays both. And then pretty soon I'll have the Backroads to Vegas on the website so you can watch the episode there. All right, Adult Customized Tours. They just got back from India. They have been all over. They have a lot more trips coming now. If you don't want to go international, they have a four-day Utah Canyon Royale trip in September, and they have the 7-day Nashville and Branson. That's in October. I've been to both, and they're really so much fun. So find out about these by calling Adult Customized Tours at 760-322-1247. They are located in Palm Springs, and they have the pickups here in the desert. So these would be the Nashville and Branson. Got to go October 12th through 18th. Going to be a lot of fun. Talk to Tina, Linda, Steve, or Lalo over there in the office. Again, Adult Customized Tours. Their trips coming up, the Branson, 7-day Nashville Branson in October, and then in September before that is a 4-day Utah Canyon. And he told me he just had over the weekend, they just had their seminars for trips, I think it was to China and some other places that they are going, and they do these great, they get everybody together and go over everything. So there's no surprises. So the travelers know what to expect, what they should be, what kind of documentation that they need. They get all that done beforehand. So again, Adult Customized Tours. They also have some day trips coming up to the Magnificent Gardens of Redlands, plus UC Riverside Botanic Gardens, Butterfly Farms and Vista, all sorts. So I like that we offer here a nice variety of things for you to do. We have the Ave Maria Pilgrimage for those looking for spiritual journeys. We have ACT, Adult Customized Tours, who have just been in the business 40-some years, take you all over the world. Of course, we have the whale watching. You can go do that at Dana Wharf, Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, only 90 minutes away out in Borrego Springs. So we really offer you a nice selection of things to think about, places to go, see, and do. All right.
Or they can do like me and just stay at home and travel through you on your show.
And watch TV. Traveling with Françoise on TV. Yes, I am the Tucson show is going to be another step for the show. It's a little bit different. We are going to include some golf in there because they have some spectacular golf courses and resorts.
Right.
They have casinos as well. I stayed at two different places. I stayed at Casino del Sol and the Omni National Tucson. So I got a taste of a couple different type of accommodations. And then I also played at their tennis is big in Tucson. They have a community center. I went there. They have a golf course and community center for those that stay in the Airbnbs and the RVs and aren't attached to a resort.
That's cool. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, or just the hotel. Not everybody wants the resort type setting.
Right.
They just want a room to sleep in.
Exactly.
And then go do all the stuff that they want to do and not in that setting. So they have that as well. And very affordable and delicious food. I'm going to admit it, I gained 2 pounds.
I bet you it was probably the best 2 pounds you've gained in I don't know how long.
I had some delicious food. Yeah. So it was so well worth it. Yeah. But I had to laugh. And I was climbing up mountains and stairs and all over the place. But it's okay. It was well worth it. All right. Next week on the show, Diane Funk is back at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. That means we're going to have tickets to give away to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. And then from our friends at Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, they have some new people there. We're going to have them call in and tell you why when you go to Borrego Springs, that is the place to stay, play some golf, tennis, go to the spa, eat at Arches. So we'll find out a little bit more about that. So until then, everyone have a great week. Enjoy all the things happening throughout the world, not just here in our valleys and in our states. And just enjoy yourself, be adventurous, and remember, it's never too late to get a life. We'll see you back here next week. Don't forget to go to the website, Traveling with Françoise. See you later. Bye.